It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. I don't like this one bit. Scott is riding the fat tired scooter around the showroom. Ugh. My gosh, you've made me nervous. Now he parked it right next to our booth. So now we're going to have to look at this thing the whole time. That's pretty fun. So Scott just got on the tell me what the name of the scooters are again so I can – Dumber scooter? Okay. I'm telling you, it's those fat tired scooters you see maybe going around, popping up around your neighborhood now. $2,500 value. You get one of these fat tired scooters that Scott just got. Scott made everyone nervous in the showroom. He's going around.
Made them nervous. Shoot, it made me nervous. Are you kidding?
Scott's riding the Dumber scooter around. And appropriate name for Scott riding it around.
Well, I can relate to dumb.
Oh, I mean, this is actually, I mean, it's got that light
on it. I
will
tell you, this thing is so awesome.
That is cool, man.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're giving away one of these with every purchase of a spa this weekend for the Memorial Day sale. So come down, $2,500 fat tired scooter on top of the up to 35% off the MSRP of these hot tub factory outlet spas and hot tubs and the swim spas that are here. Come at least just take a look, see what they do. I mean, that's the fun part is just see what the technology has gotten to with hot tubs and spas.
So by the way, yeah. I took the scooter down the street or down the hallway.
That big hallway, yeah.
I drove through
the
swim spa showroom.
7 swim spas in there.
Unbelievable. It's amazing.
So they have people come out and actually try it out.
Yes.
Come down and try it out.
Yeah, this is a very cool place.
Pack the family down in their swim stuff, and guess what? Guess what they're going to do? They're going to say, heck yeah, man, get in.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, you have to have clothes on, right, to go in the swim spa?
Well, yeah.
Can't go.
Not like a – no, they don't want you getting in this, but I'm saying, yeah, bring your swim clothing.
Okay.
This is a family show,
They
Scott.
Don't have swim clothing here for you.
Like right? The try-on socks at the store? It's like, hey, let me see here. Yeah, put this on. This will fit you. Whoop. It's a little sheer.
So bring your own swimsuit.
Yeah, BYOS. Okay.
Well, people need to know this. I mean, you just can't show up and just.
I know.
Because, I mean, I just jump in.
I got
care.
You. Welcome back to the program, by the way. It's Unrivaled on a Friday as we go into Memorial Day weekend. I saw Patrick Mahomes put his own list. Everybody wants to know who. If somebody puts out a list, even if you're not Patrick Mahomes, you go, oh, here are my top 5 quarterbacks of all time.
I really like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I do. I love watching him. I think he's amazing. Clearly the best player in the NFL today.
Sure.
But this list is garbage.
Okay.
Like, this is a bad list. It's terrible.
Hold on.
He's confused and he's like deranged.
You should be excited. He put one of your
what
guys
you
on.
Mean,
he put like your mentor on the list, bro.
Okay. I'm.
Should look, we go from 5 down? Let's go from 5 down. Here's Patrick Mahomes'
okay,
list that Scott calls garbage.
Okay. His 5 down is either John Elway or Dan Marino.
So number 5 is
you can't
either
have one or the other.
I know.
That's
just,
like those guys are such different players.
I know, but
they
at the same
so
time,
so different.
You know what he's doing? Because he knows he's going to have to run into John Elway and Dan Marino at like
he
those Hall of Fame ceremonies in the future,
does
and he's
not,
like,
he doesn't care.
He's like, you
these
just
young
me.
Guys, they don't even care
no,
about
I
these
hear,
older players.
I heard Troy Aikman talking about Dan Marino and Joe Montana, and listen to what he said. Because I think I bet Scott agrees with this. He goes, Joe Montana was just awesome. He was one of the greatest of all time. When you watch him, it made everything look easy. But Dan Marino was so much more fun to watch. Dan Marino was
he was
unfreaking
believable.
And but John Elway was
not.
I love that this is happening.
He was not unfreaking believable.
You're doing this because Boss is
not
in the room.
No, I'm not.
Five Super Bowls. That's true.
Look. Let me just look. Marino didn't win a Super Bowl, but as a quarterback, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, every quarterback that plays football, if they could play and look like Dan Marino, every single one of them would say, That's what I'd want to look like playing quarterback.
Do I get the isotoners?
Every one of them.
Do I get the isotoners if I look like him?
Well, you should.
I'll take them.
And you'll get the movie.
He had the. Did he get permed? Is that what he did? He got perms?
Perms.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
That was all natural.
Oh, okay.
No, that was his. What do you mean perm? Like his hair curl?
How many lockers did Dan Marino have? Two?
No, he had three.
No, he didn't.
He had
three lockers?
He had three for me, myself, and I. Three different parts of his personality.
Oh, my goodness.
And everyone had a
quarterbacks,
stool, right?
Man.
Everyone had a stool.
Yeah.
Like you sat on your stool
by
your
locker. Yeah, what did he have?
And you think about what the player – like the players today have a cocoon, right?
Right.
I mean, they have this lounge chair basically thing. And
yeah, the college kids even do that.
Yeah, and so he had this big executive chair with a back and everything. And they brought
– step into my lockers.
He got new socks, new jock, new shorts, new shirt every day for practice.
Buffy.
Every day
here's
for
the
practice.
Music. We have the here's the fancy music in the background.
You know the mesh bag you put all your dirty laundry in.
Yeah,
everyone had a mesh. Marino didn't have a mesh bag.
Like Buffy, could you send down two new jocks, please? I love how you just said it like it just rolled off the tongue. You got new socks, a new jock.
Well, that's what you wore in the day.
I know, it's so stupid.
Why is it so stupid?
Because. Someone was making fun of you guys. That's what I think was happening. So the old jock straps that people were wearing.
Those jock straps were bizarre. What is this?
No, they go, hey. I want to be a professional athlete, but I also want to be massively embarrassed in the locker room. Well, I've got something for you.
Could we get something that kind of looks like a bra, you know, and just kind of let's see if we can figure it out.
The worst part is
as well, it needs straps,
right?
You know, and it needs something to hold things.
My favorite thing is
the only thing they don't have is the buttons in the back.
So
just slip on the jock strap.
Periodically, people who aren't massive sports fans they'll come in and they'll blow you up and they'll go. So my wife will be watching and they'll go, what's up with that guy? Why do they have to wear those pants that show their underwear so just like vibrantly? What is the problem with you?
You mean like the jock strap?
Well, the old jock strap was, remember, like, you're like, dude, why can't we get something that doesn't look like.
They did. They got compression shorts. It changed the world.
It did.
Yeah.
I know. It looked like a.
Got to get to this list, though.
These guys were basically wearing.
I don't want to talk about jock straps.
The Sears catalog of.
Okay, so Patrick Mahomes' list, Dan Marino, John Elway are five.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Montana is four.
That's pretty good.
Aaron Rodgers is three.
I agree with that so far.
No.
Why not?
No, I don't even agree with any of this.
Aaron Rodgers is a better passer than Joe Montana was.
No.
Absolutely.
No. No, that like you
think
should,
about who hey, think and, about who freaking
Alex,
Joe Montana
no,
had. He had Jerry freaking Rice.
Yeah, and he threw the ball pretty nicely to Jerry freaking Rice, and he won a whole bunch of Super Bowls. Joe Montana's two. Okay, so in my list. Okay, so he's four. Aaron Rodgers three. You've got Peyton Manning two, and you've got
Tom Brady one. Yeah.
Okay, Tom Brady in my list is number one.
Sure.
Joe Montana is number two.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, argue with that.
Well, no,
I still like
Joe. Right, yeah.
But I do think Aaron Rodgers is right there.
Okay, number three.
Favre.
No.
Oh.
I would say Patrick Mahomes.
Now, but he can't put himself on the list. That's
I know,
why
but
it's
that's
not...
it's my list.
Okay.
Okay. If I don't put him on my list, I'm just going to say from a pure football perspective, Dan Marino is number three.
And wait, where was Mahomes? Three.
He was three.
Okay.
If I don't have Marino.
Okay.
Marino's three. I'm going to say.
Autogram.
Elway is four.
Okay.
And Peyton Manning's five.
You putting Peyton Manning at five has a lot of people.
What Peyton Manning? Do you know how many championships?
Yards he threw for?
I don't. The yards are silly yards.
He won two Super Bowls with two different teams. That's pretty freaking good.
He won a Super Bowl in spite of himself at Denver. They had an amazing. They had an amazing defense. They did. He was not the same player. Look, he was a tremendous player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. He's in the top five of all time. He's amazing. I guarantee you, if you talk to Peyton Manning, he'd go, "I wish I could be Dan Marino." I'm just telling you. You know what? I'm going to switch it around. I'll go Peyton Manning four, Elway five.
Wow.
I'll do it that way.
Demoting Elway immediately.
Aaron Rodgers to me.
By the way, your list is not that far off of Patrick Mahomes, and you said it was garbage.
I know it's garbage because he's got Peyton Manning number two. And the only reason Patrick Mahomes has Peyton Manning number two.
Probably because he has to see him more often.
Because he never really saw Dan Marino play.
I bet it's because he has to see him more often.
Of course
he's
it
like,
is.
Shoot, I got to interact with Peyton. I better put
Aaron,
him at number two.
Aaron Rodgers is not better than any one of those guys. He's not. He's been a good player for – it's like I would say Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees are kind of the same player.
No, you can't.
They benefited from the way the league is today. And they're able to get a lot of yards. Just the league is different. It's totally different. If Dan Marino started his career in today's football, he'd throw for 80,000 yards easily.
Wow. Back in my day.
So I'm not basing this off of Tom Brady.
You have to admit you're basing it off of a lot of anecdotal.
No, Tom
where
Brady.
You lived
I'm
in
basing.
Career.
I'm basing Tom Brady off of the fact that the guy went to 10 Super Bowls.
I don't think anybody's gonna.
It's not that he's the greatest thrower or the best. Like if you took just the position by itself, winner, got it done and did it for like it's just insane what he did. Joe Montana, really amazing, amazingly accurate thrower. He was a master at playing quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, plus you know what? Rudy's teammate at Notre Dame.
Marino, same as just a pure passer, pure football player, unfreaking believable. And Peyton Manning is the product of just like he's got ability. He's got good ability, but he maximized every ounce of his ability. And he was the product of being in a place and a time when, but I mean he didn't win. I don't know what he lost five years in a row before he ever won a playoff game.
I mean
early on in his career, and he went to three Super Bowls. I mean Eli's won more Super Bowls than Peyton has.
Yeah, where's Eli Manning on this list? Come on,
but Peyton Manning is tremendous. I mean if I'm drafting and I have to pick, I'll pick any one of those guys.
Yeah.
Any one of them. I'll pick Aaron Rodgers to start. I'll pick Drew Brees to start a franchise. I mean, you're not going to go wrong, but I just think those guys are the best. I really do.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We have more to go around the corner. We are at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet here in Draper, east of the Cowabunga Bay, where the big old slides are. You've seen 123rd South. You get off of that exit or any way that you feel you can get to that spot, we'll be able to hook you up here. We'll come back. More to go around the corner when we return. Victor Wembanyama. He's got goals in next year's Olympics. Now, by then, he'll already have a year under his belt in the NBA. But what he said about Team USA and what Team France is going to do to Team USA in the 2024 Olympics, that's coming up next. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.